आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस: इंडिया एंड जर्मनी वॉइस डीप कंसर्न ओवर ऑनगोइंग कॉन्फ्लिक्ट इन यूक्रेन एंड इट्स सीवियर ह्यूमैनिटेरियन इंपैक्ट। जॉइंट स्टेटमेंट सेज थ्रेट ऑफ न्यूक्लियर वेपन्स अनएक्सेप्टेबल। President Draupadi Murmu asserts artificial intelligence will open up opportunities for youth in many sectors, calls upon higher education institutions to prioritize low-cost solutions to local problems. Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud calls for greater participation of women in workplace, including judiciary. Northern Railway to run 195 special trains from today in view of upcoming festivals. Tensions escalate in West Asia as Israel conducts strikes on military targets in Iran. And in cricket, New Zealand to resume their second innings at overnight score of 198 for 5 against India on day 3 of Pune Test this morning. India and Germany have expressed their deepest concern over the war raging in Ukraine, including its terrible and tragic humanitarian consequences. In the joint statement following the 7th India-Germany intergovernmental consultations in New Delhi yesterday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz reiterated the need for a comprehensive, just and lasting peace in line with international law. They emphasized that the use or threat of use of nuclear weapons in the conflict is unacceptable. They stressed the significance of adhering to international law as enshrined in the UN Charter. In the joint statement, the two leaders also strongly condemned terrorism and violent extremism in all forms. India and Germany stressed the importance of the Indo-Pacific for prosperity and security, as well as for addressing global challenges. With a view to deepening cooperation in the Indo-Pacific, Germany will permanently deploy a liaison officer in the Information Fusion Center, Indian Ocean Region, IFC-IOR, at Gurugram to monitor the marine traffic in IOR. India and Italy have agreed to enhance cooperation between their agencies to foster a safe and resilient cyberspace. During the inaugural cyber dialogue in New Delhi yesterday, both sides exchanged views on cyber threat landscape and national cyber strategies. The two sides also discussed protection of critical information infrastructure and mechanisms for capacity building initiatives. Both sides also explored collaborative opportunities in multilateral forums, particularly concerning recent developments in the cyber domain at the United Nations. Chief Justice of India, Dr. Justice D.Y. Chandrachud, has called for greater participation of women in the workplace, including judiciary. In an exclusive interview with Akashwani News, he noted that greater female representation highlights the lived experiences of women, enriching decision-making with diverse perspectives.
The Supreme Court has delivered judgments which have contributed to greater inclusion of women in the workspace. I can only mention the judgment which was delivered by the Supreme Court, you know, in the case of the grant of permanent commission to women in the armed forces. Now, as a result of that judgment, you have fighter pilots who are women in the Air Force. You have women who are guarding the borders. You have women who are on the warships today of the Indian Navy. So whether it's the Army, the Navy or the Air Force, the judgments of the Supreme Court are making a real impact on the ground in providing for greater social mobility for women, and in that sense really transforming our society for the better for the future.
The Chief Justice highlighted that in the open recruitment examinations for the district judiciary across the country, over 50% of the recruits are women.
If women are given an equal opportunity to compete for employment, then the experience is that women succeed like no other segment of our society. So, for instance, in the open recruitment examinations to the district judiciary across India, our statistics indicate that over 50% of the recruits are women. In some states, the recruitment of women at the lowest levels of the judiciary, from where they will rise over a period of time, has extended to 60% or 70%. This indicates that with the spread and growth of women's education in India, more and more women are now entering into the legal profession.
The interview was broadcast yesterday on Akashwani. It is available on our YouTube channel, AIR News Official, website newsonair.gov.in, and other social media platforms. Nomination process ended yesterday for the by-elections to 47 assembly constituencies in different states and for Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala. By-polls will be held for 9 assembly seats in Uttar Pradesh, 7 seats in Rajasthan, 6 in West Bengal, 5 seats in Assam, 4 each in Bihar and Punjab, 3 seats in Karnataka, and 2 each in Kerala, Madhya Pradesh and Sikkim. Besides, assembly by-polls will also take place for 1 seat each in Chhattisgarh, Gujarat and Meghalaya. Voting at these seats will take place on the 13th of next month. By-elections for the Wayanad parliamentary constituency will also take place on the same day. By-elections to the Nanded Lok Sabha seat in Maharashtra and the Kedarnath assembly seat in Uttarakhand will be held on the 20th of November. Counting of votes will be held on the 23rd of November. A total of 1,609 nomination forms have been received for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. The filing of nominations ended last evening for the first phase. The Barkatha assembly seat saw the highest number of submissions with 70 forms filed. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of November. Scrutiny of nominations will take place on the 28th of October. In Maharashtra, filing of nomination papers is underway for the single-phase assembly polls in the state. Candidates of several parties filed their nominations yesterday. Last day for filing of nominations is the 29th of October. Elections to the 288-member state assembly will be held on the 20th of November. We have more from our correspondent.
Many key candidates, including Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Phadnavis, filed their nomination papers for the Maharashtra Legislative Assembly elections. Mr. Phadnavis is set to enter the fray from Nagpur Southwest. Shiv Sena leader and State Minister Uday Samant filed his nomination from Ratnagiri. BJP leader Ashish Shelar from Bandra West, Shiv Sena leader Pratap Sarnaik from Ovala Majivda, and Legislative Assembly Speaker Rahul Narvekar from the Kolaba Assembly constituency. Meanwhile, the Maharashtra Navanirman Sena has released its fourth list of 5 candidates. According to reports, discussion regarding seat-sharing arrangements in both the ruling Mahayuti and the opposition Mahavikas Aghadi are in final stages. Ankita Apte, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In view of upcoming festivals, including Diwali and Chhath Puja, Northern Railway will operate 195 additional trips of special trains from today until the 7th of next month for the convenience of passengers. These trains will primarily depart for the eastern regions of the country from New Delhi and Anand Vihar railway stations in the national capital. Talking to Akashwani News, Northern Railway General Manager Ashok Kumar Verma said that more than 1,70,000 additional seats will be available this year to ensure comfortable travel for passengers. He also mentioned that around 54,000 extra seats have been added for unreserved category travellers on these special trains. He noted that all special trains heading east from New Delhi Railway Station will operate from platform number 16.
Our two biggest stations are New Delhi and Anand Vihar. Here, we have done in the last year about 2 to 3 times extra arrangement. This time, we have already announced 195 trains. They are being booked, and we have got a very good response. Besides, we have already 18 rakes ready. The number of coming yatris is increasing, so we can run extra trains on very short notice.
President Draupadi Murmu has said, artificial intelligence, AI, has become a priority area for the entire world and asserted the emerging technology will open up vast opportunities for youth in various sectors. She said, interdisciplinary approach will encourage innovation in the engineering sector. Speaking at the convocation ceremony of the National Institute of Technology, NIT, Raipur in Chhattisgarh yesterday, President Murmu said, India is a founding member of the Global Partnership on Artificial Intelligence.
AI का सामाजिक, राजनीतिक, आर्थिक, सामरिक तथा अन्य कई क्षेत्रों में गहरा प्रभाव पड़ेगा. India AI Mission के तहत startups को प्रोत्साहित दिया जा रहा है. एआई से जुड़े अनेक क्षेत्रों में हमारे युवा इंजीनियर्स के लिए विकास के नए रास्ता खुलेंगे.
The president said developing low-cost solutions to local problems should be the priority of management, faculty and students of all higher education institutions. We have more from our correspondent.
The president online released the 9th installment of the Mahatari Vandan Yojana of Chhattisgarh government to 70 lakh women in a program held at Purkhoti Muktangan in Naya Raipur last evening. On this occasion, she also interacted with the beneficiaries of the scheme as well as people from the tribal community. During the program, the president also released 3 books on the tribal culture and empowerment. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
On the second and final day of her visit today, President Murmu will grace the convocations of Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Bhilai, and Pandit Deendayal Upadhyay Memorial Health Sciences and Ayush University in Nava Raipur. India AI and Meta announced the establishment of the Center for Generative AI, Srijan, at IIT Jodhpur and the launch of the Yuv AI Initiative for Skilling and Capacity Building in partnership with All India Council for Technical Education. This collaboration is aimed at propelling the advancement of open-source artificial intelligence in the country. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over isolated parts of Gangetic, West Bengal and Odisha due to the influence of cyclonic storm Dana. The IMD also predicted heavy rainfall for Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala and Mahe. The Weather Department stated that cyclonic storm Dana over the north coastal region of Odisha is moving nearly westward across the northern part of the state and is expected to gradually weaken into a depression today. The air quality level in Delhi has been categorized as poor by the Central Pollution Control Board, CPCB. The CPCB has reported an air quality index AQI of 232 in the national capital at 7 a.m. In the Philippines, the death toll from tropical storm Trami has risen to 81 with around 20 other people still missing due to massive flooding and landslides. Police said that the deaths include 47 in Batangas province and 28 in the Bicol region. 4 Trami-related deaths were also recorded in different areas in the central and southern Philippines. Tensions have escalated in West Asia as Israel conducted precise strikes on military targets in Iran. Iranian state media reported several loud explosions in Tehran. There was no immediate information on damage in Iran. The Israel Defense Forces spokesperson in a video message on social media platforms said the strikes are in response to Iran's ballistic missile attack on the 1st of October. In cricket, New Zealand will resume their second innings at the overnight score of 198 for 5 against India on day 3 of second test at Pune this morning. At the draw of stumps, Glenn Phillips remained at the crease with 9 off 29 balls and Tom Blundell contributed a useful 30 runs. The visitors now have a lead of 301 runs. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Sunil. India-China pullback from LSE by 29th October is the top story in Hindustan Times. The paper calls it a breakthrough at key hotspots. 18 pacts with Germany as Modi and Scholz hold talks, headlines the Asian Age. Germany has increased visas for skilled workers by 70,000, writes the paper. After gaining over 87 lakh crore rupees in the first half of the financial year, stock market investors have seen their wealth erode by 37 lakh crore rupees in October, the worst in a single month, writes the Financial Express. And finally, while hearing a PIL raising the issue of stray dogs and monkeys attacking people with disabilities, Delhi High Court has said strays cannot take over. People also have rights. The Times of India reports that the court has asked for all monkeys to be shifted to a Sola Bhatti Wildlife Sanctuary as an immediate measure. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and Germany voice deep concern over ongoing conflict in Ukraine and its severe humanitarian impact. John's statement says threat of nuclear weapons unacceptable. President Draupadi Murmu asserts artificial intelligence will open up opportunities for youth in many sectors. G20 Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachur, calls for greater participation of women in workplace, including judiciary. Northern Railway to run 195 special trains from today in view of upcoming festivals. Tensions escalate in West Asia as Israel conducts strikes on military targets in Iran. And in cricket, New Zealand to resume their second innings at overnight score of 198 for 5 against India on day 3 of Pune Test this morning. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.